All right. Well, that was Lorena McKinnitt and Santiago. Yeah, that was taken from her Live in Toronto and Paris album from 1999. All right. Ooh.
Everything, folk, everything,
this guy folk, again. All right. All right. Let's see. What did we do up here? First of all, started off with Jane Sibbery. That was a... I apologize for the quality of that. Yeah, I'm going to have to just go in to the library and clean that desk. All right. That was When Spring Comes from Jane Sibbery from the Hanging Garden soundtrack that came out in, 1999. Yeah, Jane Sibbery, When Spring Comes. We had Lorena McKinnitt. As I said, that was Santiago from her, from the Live in Toronto and Paris. And in the middle there, a fella I know well, because I've been listening to his music now for a couple of years, and I've never seen him do a show. I've never seen an announcement for his show, but that's okay. He does some terrific stuff from Northern Ontario, does Alistair Thompson. And we're going to play you, actually, it's just been released, but it's an old demo. Okay? All right, so now we have something completely different for you. Last weekend, on the Friday, I went to see the East Coast Experience. I'd never seen them before. I had no idea I had a pretty good idea about what I was walking into. But quite frankly, no disrespect to that band at all, because they were wonderful. But I went to see Irish Millie. She was warming up for them. You know I'm a huge fan and a huge supporter of Irish Millie in all things that she does. So I managed to sit down with her a little bit before the show. And we had a chat. She is very shy, as is her dad, which is funny because they both end up on stage. But they're both very shy, and I think you can hear that in her responses and in her, yeah. Anyway, she's a delightful young woman. I sat there and did this interview in front of her mother, who is a delight as well. Yeah. All right, so I don't know what more I can say other than enjoy some Irish Millie and her conversation, reminding you that she will be. Well, I don't know what's in the interview. I forget. It's been a long time, an entire week. This is unedited, by the way. So we'll just let her fly on Folk Everything on CFRC. Hi, folks. We're at Spire, coming here to see a show that's Friday night. And so I'm sitting here with a warm-up act. Only for the East Coast Experience would you be a warm-up act, because you're a headliner already. So, how are things going in your world?
They're going pretty well. Thank you, Hugh. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah.
You seem to be picking up awards every time I turn around. There's another award being thrown at you. And the raves, the critical reviews have just been over the top, which is really nice to see.
It is. It's great.
You know, because you see so many artists that they struggle at the beginning. But you just seem to have taken right off.
I try my very best.
Well, that's good. Now, I hear you're doing a lot of traveling.
Yes.
I hear you're going to Sweden.
I am going to Sweden. I just got breakthrough artist for representing Canada for Lillaby Festivalen in Sweden. It's part of North to North, and I get to go represent Canada and play the opening ceremony.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. What else have you, where else have you traveled recently?
Well, I guess I haven't traveled many places recently, but I will be going to Calgary in April for the Canadian Folk Music Awards.
That's right. Yes.
Yes. And then Sweden in June, like you said. And then in the summertime, I'm going to be going to Quebec, Newfoundland, PEI, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and and then back to Ontario.
Well, it's like Colts to Newcastle taking the fiddle from Ontario to fiddle country.
Exactly.
So to speak.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's just you and Murray.
Just, well, for this, for the CFMAs, it's just Murray and I, but for the tour in the summer, I will be meeting up with a good friend of mine, Luca Hall, who I played the East Coast Holiday shows with.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm also going to meet up, well, Luca Hall's from PEI, and then I'm going to meet up with my friend Gustavo Fofo in Newfoundland, and he's from Brazil. So we're going to have a little duo act as well. And I played with his band last summer, Banda Taverna, for about a month. It was great. But yeah.
So yeah, you like... Do you like guesting?
I do.
On those kinds of
it's
things?
It's awesome. It's super fun to collaborate.
And you just, but, I mean, you know, you see so many artists and they'll just suddenly pop up on a track by somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, Sarah Juarez comes to mind.
Yeah.
You know, all those women in I'm With Her. And is this something you'd like to do?
I love it. I love it so much. I mean, there's obviously moments where it's a little more challenging than others.
Yeah.
But it's really great, and I never want to stop doing it, as of right now.
No, you've made your niche
yes.
so far.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Is there anybody you'd like to play with?
Well, I mean, I would love to be able to play with Tim Chason of the East Pointers at some point on stage.
Okay.
And Jake Charon. Who plays guitar with him, the East Pointers. They're like my favorite East Coast Canadian band.
Wow.
Yeah. And then obviously there is Natalie McMaster, who I love. She's amazing. So I would love to play with her too.
And her husband?
Yes. Danelle. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a big Leahy fan.
Yes. So.
Yeah. And being from Peterborough, you know, when I was living in Peterborough, and they were right there in Lakefield.
Exactly. Right close by.
Yeah. I remember seeing them as Leahy family.
Yes.
And then they just dropped family.
And now it's next generation, Leahy.
Oh, no, and yeah, absolutely. All the kids are out there doing it.
Yeah.
So what about festivals?
Yeah, so I mean, doing a lot of different festivals. I'm playing Rollo Bay Fiddle Festival again in PEI.
Okay.
Obviously, the Lillaby Festival in Sweden.
Yeah.
And then I'm turning to you for festivals.
Oh,
because we haven't gone over
hopefully
my festival.
Hopefully
we're a little bit not confirmed. Okay.
You've applied to like over 30 festivals, so hoping that we hear.
So you've applied to Mariposa, I'm assuming. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The thing with Mariposa is, if I'm not wrong, you can't apply to it. They have to just find you, and that's how it goes.
Oh.
And so, unfortunately, they have announced their lineup.
They have.
Yeah. So.
But there's always next year.
Yeah.
I do know the music director there.
Yeah. It's,
I'll have a word.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
That would be wonderful.
He did hear you at Music Ontario.
Yeah.
And we did connect or email, but I was, it was helpful. They're emerging artists. They have an emerging artist award, but unfortunately, it's like a kind of a competition.
Oh, it is.
And it happens the weekend that she's at in Calgary. So. And then the other part with the emerging artist is you can't have released more than 2 albums. And by this time next year, you will have released your 3rd album.
Yeah.
So you won't even be able to apply for it.
Usually it's the more albums you release, the better.
Yeah, but not as an emerging artist.
Well, yeah, but I do...
Am I getting old?
Did she just say that? My goodness. Wow. So, yeah, but there's all kinds of other festivals, but I hear you've applied to most of them.
Yes.
There's a festival in Perth.
Festival. I'm playing Ottawa Grassroots.
Oh, okay.
And also Festival of the Maples.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
With my band, The Receivers.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And they're putting on a festival in Kingston now, I've just discovered.
Oh, very cool. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to get on that.
I think I did already.
Okay. All right. Wow. So, you have a new album. I now hear.
That I'm working on.
Is it done? You're just working on it?
Well, we're about halfway through, and we're hoping to release it before July.
Wow.
So it should be out by July, we're hoping.
Okay.
Yes.
And this is when you start hauling in all the special guests, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's going to be 7 tracks on it. One of them is going to be produced by the same professor who produced Wasted, Aaron Sang. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the record is produced by my main producer, Tyler Martin, and all of them are mastered by Gregory Pastic, Launchpad Records. The studio that I'm recording in is called Electric Alchemy. That's Tyler Martin's studio. And he's my producer, my main producer.
Yeah, but where's the studio?
Peterborough.
Oh, it's in Peterborough. Yep. Nice.
And then Aaron Sang works out of Markham in Toronto. So, he's doing string arrangements also on some of the songs. So they're all vocal tracks. And there's one that's not. It's like a waltz. It's very beautiful.
Well, there you go.
Right?
I think I have a vocal track lined up to play today. Well, that tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Off your between you and me.
Between then and now, yeah.
Between then and now.
Between here and there and everywhere.
I've played that. I don't remember which track I'm playing, but it'll be coming up next, folks. All right. Well, listen, I'm just so tickled that you're here, first of all. And maybe you'll come back. Maybe there's a house concert in your future.
I hope there's a house concert in my future.
Me too.
Yes.
Me too. We'll have to talk about that.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Millie. And I can't wish you the more luck than you're getting, because it's, you know, as I say,
yes,
you're going through the roof, and this is fabulous. I'm so pleased.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, Hugh.
Oh, my pleasure. And you have yourselves a great show tonight.
I sure will.
And I'll let you know when she's coming back, folks.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Millie. That was a track called Swagger. Yeah. Oh, well, there I am. Okay. Yeah, I want to thank Millie for sitting down and putting up with my nonsense before her show. I tried not to interrupt them, but it was a good time. Had a chat with Dana from the East Coast Experience. She was a very nice woman. The newest member of the band, I'm told. But yeah, she was a fiddle player, and she was great fun to watch. Okay. So, the update on Millie is that I know she's playing two dates at the Waring House in Picton over the summer, and I think she might be coming back to Kingston in August. Okay? So, just stick that in the back of your head and keep your eyes peeled for notifications. All right. What do we got for you now? Oh. All right, this is a woman I've just encountered her. Her name is Scarlett. Scarlett, where are you, Scarlett? I know you're on my list. Scarlett McFarlane. She's from New York. This is a brand new single from her called Immortal. Scarlett McFarlane on Folk Everything on CFRC. Oh. No, where did it go? That's not right. Hang on. Oh, okay. It just disappeared. So I'm going to have to dig it out again. And there it is. Okay. All right, that's great. Got it. Scarlett McFarlane, Immortal on Folk Everything.
Revenge, knock me out. I'll be back by the count of two. set my mind. Can't instruct me or conduct me, just use up my time. I talk to the wind, my words are all carried away. I talk to the wind, the wind does not heed. The wind cannot heal. The wind does not heal. Oh, the wind does not heal. Oh, the wind does not heal. Oh, the wind cannot heal. Oh, the wind does not heal. Oh, the wind cannot
Hello, Kingston. The annual Empty Bowls fundraiser for Martha's Table is almost here. Taking place November 2nd at Doubletree Hotel, you can choose a handcrafted bowl to take home and enjoy for years, and to remind you of your generous support in the battle against food insecurity. At this event, participating restaurants are making mouth-watering soups to enjoy, plus tasty desserts. And there's even a silent auction to kick off your holiday shopping. Get your tickets before they're gone via marthastable.ca. See you there.
Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram at cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
It's a long-standing show here on CFRC. It's the Calls from Home. So, okay. I did want to let you know that apparently today is the International Day for the Elimination of Racism. We're all just people, folks. All right, now I do have some requests to send out. Well, not really requests, more. Yeah, anyway. Sending it out to Martin and Rosawitha, who lost their mother this week. So I'm going to play some stuff for them. Also, you know, when it rains, it pours. Martin's cat just died, too. Yeah. His cat was called Kate, right? And his mom was Susie Locke. I'm sorry. And yeah, Rosawitha and Martin, brother and sister. You remember Martin? He used to be one of the sponsors here till he couldn't anymore. So I want to send out my best feelings to them. We're going to start off. This is the song he wanted, but not the guy he wanted singing it. The guy he wanted singing it is playing in the second song. And then just an overview at the end. Well, a mountain view, let's put it that way. This is a band called Onion Honey, okay? They're from Kitchener, Ontario. Their new album is called Banjo Church. So a little nitty-gritty in here, if you like. This is Onion Honey. Will the circle be unbroken for Martin and Rosawitha?
By my window on one cold Friends, I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you, and these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them in my life I love you more. Affection for people and things that went before. I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. In my life, I love you.
Michael Granzow. Okay, yeah, Michael Granzow. And he's on my list, yeah. Mountain View Cemetery. That was taken, he's getting carried away already. Here I am, just fiddling about. Okay, what was I saying? I don't remember. Michael Graznoy, Mountain View Cemetery. That's off his new album, Can't Leave Without You. He's from Lethbridge, Alberta, is Michael. We had Johnny Cash in front of that with the Beatles, In My Life. And Onion Honey, Will the Circle Be Unbroken from their Banjo Church, their latest one. They're from Kitchener, and I sent all of that out to my friend Martin and his lovely sister, Roswitha, and to anybody else who's had a loss recently. Deepest condolences going out. You will get through this. Okay. All right. So I went to a couple of shows this week. Completely different. Last night I went to see a band called Crown Lands. Now, I didn't know anything about them. All I know is what I'd read, particularly this magazine out of England called Prague. And in fact, in the new edition, there's a little article about Crown Land and how their new album is more proggy than the last few they've put out. Okay. Yeah. So we're going to play you some Christa Berg. Yeah, because I saw him on Tuesday. Yeah, that band I saw last night, it was skirting between metal and heavy rock. But unfortunately, the vocals were not understandable. I had no idea what was going on for most of the show, but I was just enjoying it. It was good fun. But Christa Berg was on Tuesday, a show that's been sold out since before Christmas. If that sets you straight, yeah. He could sell out a few more times, I would think, pretty easily. But I did scoop a couple of CDs from him that I've never seen before. They were called Footsteps and Footsteps 2. And they're both primarily cover version albums. And he's doing some really fun stuff. What did he play live? I forget off the top of my pointy little head, but it was a great show, and I was just buzzing for about a day and a half after that. Yeah. So this is going to be a strange set. But for those of you a little longer in the tooth, you may recognize most of this. So that's okay. I mean, these are all people you know and love. I'm going to guarantee that. This is Christa Berg. I'm going to let you decide what the song's called.
There must be some way out of here, said the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, and plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth. To get excited, the thief he kindly spoke. There are many here among us now who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now, the hour is getting late. All the faces kept the view. And all the women came and went, barefoot servants too.